This reminds me of my first experience in radio. It was back in the early 80s.
People with disability and mental health.
There's always controversy with us.
The mysteries of the mind and consciousness.
And we might get to the bottom of something, or we might start something new.
We're going to run the gamut and we're going to have a good time.
Waking Braves. No, not Waking Braves. We're Breaking Waves.
Breaking Waves?
Breaking Waves.
Breaking Waves.
You're listening to Breaking Waves on Eastside 89.7. I'm your host, Alex Healy, and joining me tonight is my childhood friend, Maddie Remedios.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for having me, Alex. I'm Maddie. I'm an artist, and we've been going to school since five, so I know her a long time, and but we've come a long way.
So far.
Yeah, thank God we have. So excited to dive into tonight's topics.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming in to the studio today. It's December 23rd, so really
close to Christmas.
No, right? So the countdown is officially on. So tonight, of course, we're diving into the chaos and joy of the holiday season and something we all love to hate, New Year's resolutions.
Oh, don't get me started. I think I'm going to have to bring forward this year's into next year.
Yeah, same.
And of course, we'll be talking about relationships as they're front and center these holidays with navigating difficult family dynamics.
Oh, Christmas Day.
Oh, God, yeah.
That's always tricky. Everyone just fights when the entire family comes together.
Or is that just mine? No. It's definitely everyone's. There's always like the rogue uncle or like the stressed out mom.
The drunk cousin.
The racist older relative.
Literally. Honestly, it's breaking waves. So we're keeping it real and we're helping you ride into 2025 a little stronger, hopefully a little healthier, and definitely a whole lot happier.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so let's kick the show off with some Nancy Sinatra. These boots are made for walking on Eastside FM.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love, but confess. You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'. And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing. And you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a-changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing. And you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. Ha! I just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah. And what he knows you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, Boots? Start walking.
Nancy Sinatra, These Boots Are Made for Walking with Alex and Maddie on Eastside FM.
So, recently I found out that the guy I like, who I've known for 6 months, is 30.
What?
Yeah, I know. I'm 23.
I was not expecting that.
So, yeah, there's a bit of a slight age gap, which I've never had to think about before. But what do you think about it?
I think, how did you not know his age? Not, well, as in 30, no hate, as in hell yeah.
Yeah, no.
Love that, that's perfect.
It just never came up, I guess.
If it was the other way and like 18 or then yeah. I'd be concerned. But 30 is like, he's respectable. He's more mature, I hope.
Yeah, exactly. The thing about it is that our connection is so genuine. Like we've had deep chats but we're in different places of life from like that realization. So it's made me consider like, yes, it doesn't affect how we feel about each other, but then in life, like we're doing different things. So it might be an issue.
And for anyone listening, you're 23.
Yeah.
And that is the age gap.
So there. 7 years.
How did you react? How did you feel about that?
Well, the thing is that like it was his birthday come up and he was like, oh, it's the big 3-0. And I was like, oh, what? Like he could see my surprise. And then he was like, oh, yeah, like how old are you? And I was like, oh
my God,
20, 23. And he was like, oh, turning 24. And I was like, no, 23. So there was a bit of shock on both sides.
Honestly, my parents are 10 years apart. And when you think about it, when you're younger, it's like that is gross. Like that was in primary school when mum wasn't even born. But then when you put it into fact, like he's in his 60s now, it's like that's not even an age gap.
Yeah, like the older you get, the less it becomes an issue. And I think it's also if you make it an issue, then it will become one. Whereas if you just think it's normal, then it will be normal.
100%. Look, it's totally natural to feel that way. His reaction, your reaction to finding out each other's ages. And I mean, age gaps can make you question the dynamic. I mean, are you both on the same page in terms of life goals and or are you at totally different points?
Well, funny you say that because he's recently moved countries. So it kind of made the whole thing, you know, not worthless, but like nothing can eventuate for the moment.
Wait, where he moved away?
Yeah, he's in Saudi Arabia right now.
No way.
Yeah.
When is he coming back?
Actually, at the end of the month, he'll be back just for Christmas. So I'll see him then. But we're still like in just talking, like nothing romantic happening yet, but fingers crossed.
Yeah. And that is a good idea because of the age gap and him living, kind of moving, I don't know, traveling a lot, I'm guessing.
Yeah. So it kind of like made me keep a distance in that way. But moving forward, it's just important to connect with people and it doesn't matter how old they are, where they're from. It shouldn't change how you talk.
And that's exactly how Cher feels with her boyfriend being like 30 years younger.
Oh, yeah. She's such a slayer. She doesn't even matter.
Literally.
Yeah.
And the case of marrying an older man.
Yeah. Brings me on to my next point. Yeah. Marrying an older man. I mean, it is so frowned upon in terms of, you know, exploitation of power, you know, someone that has money. And I feel like women are very much looked down upon being like they're a gold digger or something.
Yeah, but why do people go to that straight away? Even if she has money.
Yeah.
It's like straight away. Even if she is a gold digger, leave her alone. Leave her to be. He'd be like, hell yeah, I've got a hot wife. And he'd be like, yeah, I've got a husband with money. So just let them be
It's
them.
A fair energy exchange at that point because she's getting financial stability and he's getting emotional connection with a beautiful woman. So it's equal in a way.
Exactly.
Everyone's got different resources to offer.
And honestly, most people would feel maybe better in that position than casually dating. It can be scary being single in this day and age where there's situationships. There's I feel like there's a lot more complications than there were. Like even for our grandparents, you met 16, you married, and then boom, that was it.
And it was very formal. It's like go out on dates and meet the family. But now it's a bit more focused on fun, like meeting people at this age. Get on apps like Bumble, where you can actually there's two different ones you can do. There's a friend and then there's a dating one.
Really?
Did you know that?
No way.
Yeah. Like one of my, my sister's met one of her best friends through that.
Oh my gosh. When you sign up, you can either opt for like dating or meeting friends.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, okay. If you're in a new city or you're looking for a friend during the holiday season.
Yeah,
or
you're lonely.
Expand your social circle. Yeah. Go on Bumble. I mean, not sponsored by Bumble. But,
but I mean, happy to be sponsored
exactly.
if you want.
Because honestly, it can be like really hard during this time of year when you have all the parties and you have New Year celebrations. And if your friends are away, there's a website, I think it's called rentafriend.com.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah.
Literally pay for company. It works well for people that are lonely and like not getting out there as much.
Wait, when you say pay for company,
Yeah, like you're fully renting someone to hang out with.
And just to be clear, this isn't...
It's not like prostitution.
It's nothing illegal.
Yeah, it's purely platonic.
Yeah, and it's like if you are a man or a woman is happy to take you out on a date or take you out just as friends and pay, it's just, it's nice to have company during this time of
year. Yeah,
because
it can be quite lonely, right? Like when people are surrounded by like friends and you don't have that, so...
Exactly. But obviously the last case scenario, last... scenario you ever want to be in is going back to the ex. Do not go back
to the ex.
Are you for it? You're for it, aren't you?
Break up sex, yes. One time maybe just to get it out. But you can be friends with your ex. That's that's what I think. Yeah. In certain circumstances, like where cheating or lying is involved, maybe not. But I think if you still have mutual love and respect for that person and you enjoy their company, like you can choose who you want to keep in your life.
Okay, Maddie, respect. Yeah. I'm guessing your relationship was a peaceful breakup.
It was. It was mutual. So that made it definitely easy. We still had a period of no talking because how can you move on when you're still getting like that dopamine hit every time they text you? And so, yeah, we did like a month of no talking. And then now we're like slowly coming back into each other's lives, which is really nice. It's just navigating a new dynamic of our relationship.
Having boundaries is so important. If you've currently broken up with your partner or you want to, then you need to rip the band-aid off. And also you need to set the boundaries of no talking, no communicating.
Definitely. You both have to agree on it.
Exactly. You can't get over them. That's why it's hard if you date someone at work or even at the gym.
But you have to see them.
I know, exactly. But then you can't get over each other. So you have to just try and not see them. Because I wouldn't have gotten over my ex if I had to see him, you know, every day. Well, I would have. It would take longer.
Yeah, definitely. It would make it harder for sure.
Exactly.
So do you think you can be friends with your ex?
No. Well, I mean, my situation's no because he lied. And I don't tolerate that straight away.
Trust
next
lost.
Next day, gone. Like, I'm not going to have you in my life if you're going to lie.
Well, trust is the foundation for every relationship, not just romantic. So you can't even have that for a platonic.
Yeah, you're right. Can't be friends because then if I can't trust you.
You have nothing.
Literally.
Yeah. And with trust, the main thing to maintain that is communication. Mm. You're honest with someone. There's no second guessing what anyone's feeling.
Mm. That's tricky in casual dating because not everyone's honest and people find ghosting to be easier than having a conversation of literally saying, I'm sorry, I'm like actually not interested in you. There's a nicer way to say that, but I'd
You'd so much rather
hear that
know.
Than ghost. Exactly.
Oh, yeah. I had a recent experience with that. I had a crush on one of my long-term friends and I ended up telling him, not in the expectation that he would feel the same, but just like, oh, this is some really weird feelings that I'm having for you and I'm not wanting to pursue it. I just wanted to let you know.
Respect.
And it was like a big moment for just doing something that was scary. But then... we never talked about it again.
No way.
No.
Like, no way. Wait, you still friends? You still
We're still friends. Oh literally, my gosh. We hung out last night, went to Jamie XX. It was good.
That's so embarrassing. He just sweeped it under the rug.
But I'm okay with that. Like
you are? Like, as long as you can move past it. It's horrible when you can't move past it and it's not the same.
Exactly. But luckily, it was just a weird thing that happened and we're back to being friends and as normal.
And you know what? It's really good that you told him how you feel because you never want to live your life wondering and regretting that you never said anything.
Exactly. And I think it just would have like eaten away at me if I didn't say anything.
So always just say how you feel.
Exactly. And that same, like bring that into like dating multiple people at once, being honest with where you're at. So they're not like putting all the eggs in one basket and being honest invites them to do the same.
I
well,
could not agree with you more.
Let's lighten the mood with one of my all-time favorite summer tracks, Sun is Shining by Funkstar Deluxe. It's a remix of the Bob Marley song. I think you guys will love this. Right here on Eastside FM. Sun is shining.
Want you to know y'all. sun is shining, the weather is sweet, yeah. Make you wanna move your dancing feet now. When the morning gathers the rainbow, want you to know I'm a rainbow too.
Way too much pressure.
Way too much.
January 1st, are you kidding me? There's too much pressure alone to have an incredible New Year's Eve.
Oh, and never meets expectations.
Never. I've never had a good New Year's Eve. Like, yes, it was a regular day. Regular. Yeah, it would have. But no one's asking you to run a marathon or go to the gym the first week of the new year. Start small now. You have just over a week until the new year. So start small and then you can hit the ground running. But get into the groove early. That's the whole point.
Agree. And I think a lot of the reason why we get disappointed is because we have these expectations.
Mm.
So not saying that you should lower your expectations, but be kind to yourself and so that you can have more success in the early years.
Exactly.
I mean, the early years.
No, yeah, the early days of the year.
The early days of the year.
Because you wake up on the 1st of January, head pounding from the night before, and tell yourself, like, that's it, new year, new me. And then you have a coffee and a greasy breakfast because it's like you just went out partying.
Oh, yeah.
And then you think this is a horrible way to start the year. So make a decision if you're going to go out crazy and have a bad start to the year, or if you're going to have a nice New Year's Eve and then just start fresh, because you can't be expected to have an amazing start to the year if you're going to be like going out crazy.
Exactly. But you can revel in the good memories of the night before.
Exactly. It's so funny seeing the gym so crowded at the beginning of the year. It sucks.
January is their most successful period.
It is. And then I love when everyone starts dropping off because it's like, oh, finally I can like use the machines and it's not so annoying with everyone there.
I read somewhere that only 64% of people who start going to the gym in January actually keep their fitness resolutions.
64%?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. What's your New Year's resolution, Maddie?
I've been saying this for years, but I wanted to learn Spanish.
That's exciting.
Yeah, I have Spanish heritage from my grandma, but she was orphaned in World War II when she was 4 years old.
Whoa.
She didn't have a passport or a birth certificate and was sent to live with her aunt in Hong Kong.
No way. Yeah. Wait, oh my gosh, that's amazing. I mean, amazing to think about it now.
I know. And she ended up in Australia. And we just feel so removed from our heritage. So I feel like learning Spanish is like my bid to be a bit part of that culture.
I find that beautiful.
Thank you.
It's really great.
But it was crazy because last year we went to Spain, first time, she's 80, first time going to Spain. And we visited the church where her parents were baptized.
Oh my God.
And my mum was doing some research into genealogy and she met this woman online who actually had her original birth certificate on record from the hospital in the Philippines where she was born.
Whoa.
And it turns out that her birthday was wrong.
No way.
She's been celebrating 2 days from her actual birthday.
No way.
I know. And guess what?
What?
It's also my birthday.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Oh,
so my goodness. Crazy.
Oh, that's yeah. So special.
Like my whole life, she was like, why couldn't you wait 2 more days and we could have had the same birthday? And now I can be like, no, I was the right time.
That is so special. Wow. Yeah, so much history was lost during the war. On the other hand, my dad shredded my birth certificate. So
what?
No joke, by accident. He loves me was by accident.
You but are no longer part of this family.
Exactly. So what's your plan? Honestly, drop us a message. Our Instagram is breaking.waves.eastsidefm. We want to know your New Year's resolutions or your plans for the big day. I know that I haven't made plans for New Year's Eve, so I need to start thinking because everywhere's booked. I mean, it's not like I can like book somewhere.
But when nothing's planned, anything can happen.
You're right. Do you have plans for New Year's?
I do. I'm very lucky that both my sisters are coming home for Christmas. They live in London. So we're going to a farm party all together.
Wait, that sounds so much fun. Is that like the Hunter?
It's up north. It's actually funny. The guy who's hosting it, his parents are getting divorced. And so they're having this party as like a big last bash before they split the property.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
Divorce party. Woo.
And it might be like an acting out party. No hate though. Go crazy. Oh my God. If you're going through that situation, that can be very, very hard, especially when it's this time of year when family's supposed to be coming together in 2 days.
I know. And then have them like split like that. But I think they're still on good terms. So.
We'll send in positive vibes.
Yeah, massively. Exactly.
Let's play a Christmas song.
I think we should. It'd be rude not to.
100%. One of my favorites by John Lennon and Yoko Ono. Happy Xmas on Eastside FM.
So this is Christmas. And what have you done? Another year over. Just begun, and so this is Christmas. I hope you have fun. The near and the dear ones, the old and the young.
A very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Alex and Maddie on Breaking Waves. You're listening to Eastside FM.
Yeah, you are. And speaking of family dynamics
and Christmas,
I told you that my sisters are coming home. Mm-hmm. They've moved out and just here for the season. But we've recently had a bit of drama in the room situation.
Uh-oh.
Because shit. I have moved into the biggest room because, of course, I had the smallest room my whole life. So I took my sister's room and we've now put my eldest in my room, which has the single bed.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually called her an hour before I came on the show and was like, oh, by the way, like you're moving into my old room. And I didn't realize she was very sentimental about it. And she started crying.
Oh,
I was like, I want to be in my room. I want my bed. And I felt so bad. I was like, oh, I just don't want to have to move my stuff. And
is she homesick?
I think she is. Like, yeah. I mean, she's 28. She hasn't lived at home for like 5 years. So I think she's like very much attached to her room. But it doesn't really make sense practically because my other sister has a boyfriend who obviously is going to be staying over and she's there for 4 months, whereas my eldest is only there for a month. So,
oh my gosh, the whole family coming home for Christmas and figuring out how everyone's going to fit. Oh, God, that's tricky.
Yeah, that's something we'll have to navigate this year.
Oh, gosh. And hopefully, wow, it's been 5 years since she's lived at home.
I mean, what do you think? Should I give her old room or?
Oh, it's tricky. Look, I think if you've been living in that room for so long and love your sister, if she's had it her whole life. However, if it's really, really, really important to her, like genuinely sentimental, then you can have a discussion.
Yeah.
But I'd say otherwise, stay in the room. It's just, it's practical. Your stuff's already in there. You're literally living in that room.
So. Might have to be a bit of a compromise. I can rent it out to her for a couple of days or something.
Yeah. Pay me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, family dynamics on Christmas Day is tricky. I think if there's some drama in the family, I think honestly coming together like tomorrow, Christmas Eve, before the actual day to have a discussion and to like, hey, everyone will be over. It's going to be a big thing. I just want to like clear the air now with if you have any beef between, I don't know, parents, cousins, siblings, whatever.
Yeah, because it's a time of joy. You want to de-escalate the drama and focus on just enjoying time together, which is fleeting at this time.
And if something blows up or like a couple Christmases ago, like it was the first time that like we had this fight between like the cousins and it was guys versus, well, I would say girls, but that's me because I'm okay with confrontation.
Oh yeah.
And literally the Christmas after, like the parents sat us down and was like, we don't want any fighting this year, like alcohol to a minimum and just enjoy the day. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
This was the last Breaking Wave show of 2024.
But next year we'll be back and there'll be more.
You bet. So thanks for tuning in to Eastside 89.7. You've been listening to Alex Healy and Maddie Remedios.
And remember, be kind to yourself. Happy New Year.
Bye.
You're listening to People Powered Radio, proudly supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation. The Community Broadcasting Foundation resources community-owned and operated media stations just like this one that connect people and tell vital, local stories so that we all enjoy a more vibrant, inclusive Australian culture and healthy democracy. Find out more about our work at cbf.com.au.